Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How many of you have ever had to go dumpster diving like I did Saturday night? It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, 56 for the high today. A few co-workers this morning asked how my weekend was. And I said, you know, it was interesting. I spent it in a dumpster behind my apartment building.
Cute.
What did some of you accidentally throw away that was valuable to you? And there's good reason why I found myself in a dumpster on Saturday night. I had misplaced something and I was almost positive it was in the trash, but not certain at the time. And this is probably the second time I've accidentally threw something away. And on Saturday afternoon, I was coming home from running a bunch of errands. My hands were full, but I had my lunch in the passenger seat in a brown paper bag. Well, I've done this before where I've taken my Ray-Ban sunglasses, I put them in the brown paper bag.
These freaking Ray-Bans, man.
I brought it upstairs. Well, that afternoon before I left my place, I took that bag because you know me, God forbid there's some trash sitting around in my apartment. It's got to be disposed of.
You need help.
Immediately. Well, I tossed it in the dumpster. And it occurred to me hours later that I couldn't find my sunglasses anywhere. And now I'm panicking.
Uh-huh.
Because this is the second pair of Ray-Bans I've lost. And God knows, they're not cheap. Originally, I thought I had left them in my car. So while driving to my buddy's house, I'm tracing my steps back on where I could have left these glasses. And it hit me that I put them in this bag that is now in a dumpster behind my apartment building. I'm already in Penfield. I've thought about turning around. I'm like, there's no way I'm doing that. I'm not going to do that. So this is just so hard for me because some of you are like me where if you don't take care of something right away, you're thinking about it.
Right.
Kind of ruined my Saturday afternoon, if you will. Because as much as I was telling myself I don't care if I get these glasses back, a huge part
You're flipping.
A huge part of me cared. Well, when I get home later that night, what do you think I did? I get out
of
my car.
To the dumpster we go, on all fours?
To the dumpster we go. And I'm looking for this brown paper bag because I got to see if my Ray-Bans are in it. And not sure when the last time any of you found yourself in a dumpster, but holy crap. For whatever reason, this particular dumpster looked like it was home to a murder scene because the walls had like dry blood on it. I'm like, oh,
that's
this is interesting.
Disgusting.
Here I am. Here I am past 10 o'clock at night in a dumpster with my iPhone flashlight looking for this brown paper bag. And it's one of those dumpsters where the side doors open so you can crawl in from the side. You don't have to go on the top.
Right.
So I find this brown paper bag that says Village Bakery on the inside. And it's under a wet pile of paper towel. And inside were my sunglasses. And I, hands down, was very proud of myself for not giving up. But I was also disgusted at the same time that I was forced to crawl through this dumpster and find them.
Yeah.
How many of you have accidentally thrown away something valuable? 585-252-9800. I'm sure most of us growing up have thrown away our retainer.
Me with my Invisalign just every Tuesday. Like, and it was always in the most unfortunate spots. Like, and my mom was always involved. She's shaking her fist at the sky. I'm not buying another one of these, Brianna. Okay.
It always seemed to be at a McDonald's.
I'm not putting it back in my mouth, so.
You take it out before you eat, you put it in a napkin, you wrap it up, and you end up trashing it every single time.
Yeah.
I've thrown away 3 retainers in my day, and my father, he had enough. He's like, you know what? Your teeth can stay crooked for all I care. Let's go over to Kat. What's up, Kat? My husband threw away a suitcase after our cat peed on it. He didn't go through the pockets first, and all 3 of our family's passports were in it. Oh, that's tough. The passports?
That is a tough look. Ugh. Woofington.
Hope you weren't leaving the country.
No. My God. Who else is here? Oh, right. Heather's here. She said, my boyfriend accidentally threw out my cat once. That wasn't great.
What?
Same type of situation. I had a box full of stuff, and my cat loves to play and hide. And took the box and threw it over the dumpster. Heard a loud meow. Wasn't great.
At least you know it was in there, you know, immediately. Didn't take a couple of days. Sometimes, though, cats in a dumpster, they're right at home. You know what I mean?
Right.
My aunt pulled over to throw away some trash at a local park. Little did she know one of the McDonald's bags had my uncle's gold watch in it. Why? Why did it have the gold watch?
Yeah, what?
Luckily, we went back the next day and the trash cans hadn't been dumped yet. We found it. There's a lot to unpack here.
What? I guess the next question for you is, how did you go about cleaning said Ray-Bans?
I didn't have to. They were in a brown paper bag within
under
the dumpster.
Under a moist paper towel.
But they weren't filthy or anything like that. I put them right back on the next day.
Why would you put your Ray-Bans in a brown paper bag?
Because it's easy to do that because my hands are full. I have my keys. I have my wallet. I have 2 bags in my hand. It was the easiest thing to do. So I saw the brown paper bag. I was like, let me throw some stuff in there, including my sunglasses. And I've done this before. The first pair I lost, wasn't able to get those back. But I'm like, I can't buy another pair. I've bought 3 pairs of Ray-Bans. I can't buy another pair. So I was determined to get into this dumpster on Saturday night after 10 p.m., crawl around and look for these damn things. And I found them. I did find them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, love the determination. Definitely nasty, but, like, love that moment for you. Happy you got them back.
Oh, somebody lost a wallet containing 600 cash in it while plowing. Never got that back. Oh, that's a bummer.
There's no, like, more anxiety-ridden feeling. Like, I'm going through this right now. Like, there's so much stuff in my car, and I'm, like, almost certain I have something that I'm looking for in one of the places, but I don't know where it is right now. And it's a brand new birthday gift, so I better find that.
So your car is that much of a mess?
I've literally been living out of my car for the last 10 days.
I could do it.
I mean, it's better that than not have clothes. I mean, the weather changed 3 times yesterday. It was raining,
but
then it was sunny, then
it's
it was
not,
freezing.
No, I didn't get that. It's not like your windows are tinted. You just have, like, crap everywhere in your car. You're not worried about anyone breaking in and taking anything? I mean, you don't keep anything in the trunk?
Honestly,
better than me.
At least they're cleaning my car out. I need to get it detailed anyway. So.
Does your trunk work?
Does it work?
It always looks open.
I don't know why everyone says that. Yeah, it works fine. I mean, it's literally been closed for all the years I've had it. So
it's like a 3-inch gap in the back. I'm like, that don't look closed.
Everyone's very concerned about my trunk. It's very much closed. I've never had it pop open on me on 490. So this person says, why didn't you put the sunglasses on top of your hat? That was my question, too.
I was wearing a hat.
Right.
There was a lot of factors that took place here, okay? It was a stupid mistake, but we found them. We're all good. Lesson learned for the second time. I just got to figure out where that dry blood in the dumpster was coming from. That was very concerning.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
This news came in yesterday and kind of just shook everyone. Former President Joe Biden was diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer, according to a statement released by his personal office yesterday on Sunday. The statement says the cancer has spread to the former president's bones. Last week, President Joe Biden was seen for a new finding of a prostate nodule after experiencing increasing urinary symptoms. On Friday, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer characterized as Gleason score of 9, which is metabolized to his bones, which is obviously horrid that spread that fast. This represents a more aggressive form of the disease. The cancer appears to be a more hormone sensitive. So they're trying to, you know, manage the symptoms and everything. But it's never good when you hear the two words cancer and aggressive together.
Yeah.
The Biden family is reviewing treatment options with his physicians, they said in a statement. But I don't know. It's just like, I just feel like he was just in office 6 months ago. It's like,
Being president is not an easy job. There's a lot of stress, obviously, as we know, that's involved. That could have also been a factor. I mean, they say around 50 is when you should start getting a prostate exam and blood tests and having conversations with your doctor about screenings. Right. Some people do it at 45. I don't know. This crossed my mind a couple months ago, and if I should just do it now.
Yeah.
Like, let's get that prostate checked.
Why not?
You never know. I think that's I'm almost positive that's, I think it was prostate cancer my grandpa passed from.
Or testicular. Family.
It was one of them back in the 90s. But yeah, you should definitely, you got to get that checked, men. It's sad to hear Biden's going through all of that.
You know, so we'll keep you updated on that. But
you said it spread to his bones, right? Yeah. Coming up on the show, anyone else deal with a teenager who has no interest whatsoever in doing this one thing anymore? And this seems to be more common now than ever before. Eileen from Penfield says her son is graduating soon and is concerned that she's putting too much pressure on him to grow up. And as a parent, when do you start to pressure your teenager to finally do this one thing that I would say is pretty important? We'll tell you what it is, see how many of you can relate. Coming up next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. Anyone else deal with a teenager who has no interest when it comes to driving? For whatever odd reason, it just feels like kids today don't really want to learn how to drive anymore.
Mm-mm.
And I
can't blame them, honestly.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, like, driving, I mean, is a luxury and a convenience, but I get it. It's scary. There's a lot of unpredictable people out there, and you could be the best driver in the world, but that doesn't really matter. It's the other people around you that aren't good at what they do.
You think that's the main reason why kids today don't have any interest in wanting to drive?
Because I think anxiety plays a massive role in it, yes.
I have family friends whose kids just turned 16, 17, and yeah, they don't even have a desire to go and take their permit test,
yeah,
let alone get a driver's license. So Breezy and I, we got this message from a listener. Her name's Eileen. This came in over the weekend about this very topic. And I thought to myself, you know, Eileen makes a good point. Has anyone else noticed this? I think most of us remember turning 16 and the first priority over everything was getting our driver's license.
Correct.
For some of us, it took a little longer than others, but no names. Eileen says, hey, Moose and Breezy, you guys rock. Is it me or do kids have zero desire to want to drive anymore? We have a 17-year-old son about to graduate Penfield High School. Go Patriots! I didn't realize that was their name. And they don't have any desire at all to get their license or even want to drive. We had planned to surprise our son with our older backup car as a graduation gift. And my husband still thinks we should, hoping it will help motivate him. But I'm afraid we're pressuring him into something he's not ready for. Just looking for some input because we need to decide really soon. And I would like to know if anyone else has noticed the same thing when it comes to kids not giving a crap about wanting to drive anymore. Thank you guys so much.
Save your money. Sell your car. That's my first thought.
Sounds like they're passing down the old beater, which is fine.
Trade it in. If he doesn't want it, don't force it. Get your $2,000.
I think I speak for most people when I say, when you first get your driver's license, you don't give a crap about the condition of the car that's being passed on to you. Maybe teens today, because some are pretty entitled. But the day I was allowed to drive my parents' purple Ford Windstar minivan all by myself, I rolled the windows down.
He was living, honey.
I rolled the windows down. I tilted the seat back, and I drove through the streets of Greece. Blasting 98 PXY. I think the hit song at the time was Chumbawamba, I Get Knocked Down.
Just crushing it with a backwards upside down visor and skin as orange as an orange peel.
Yeah, huge tanner. I'm not going to lie. Love the tanning bed. Who's here this morning? 585-252-9800 if you can relate. Because some kids today, no desire to want to drive.
No
desire. Stephanie says, yes, I have a 16-year-old who was eligible to get his learner's permit and start driver's ed months ago. And for whatever reason, he's been dragging his feet. But I think all in all, I think he's just a nervous kid. He won't even ride his bike to the mailbox without a helmet on. Oh,
well, I mean, yeah.
That's probably it, Stephanie. That's probably it.
You should definitely be wearing a helmet. That's first and foremost.
Especially if you're going to get the mail.
This person says, so he's just never going to learn to drive. It's not an optional thing to learn to drive unless you live in New York City. You have to be able to drive, no question. You must push him. I mean, they actually do make a great point, though. It's like, even if you don't want to drive regularly or you don't have a car or access to a car, you still need to know how to drive in emergency situations.
That's a good point, like, Breeze. I find this so interesting because when you're a teenager, that's fine. You drag your feet a little bit. But when you're a grown adult with kids and you still don't drive, how is that not a problem for you? Because I have a buddy of mine who I see from time to time. He's got 3 kids. He works full time. His wife is a stay-at-home mother, has no driver's license or vehicle.
That's very weird.
Because according to her, if she needs to go somewhere, she can just call an Uber. So
with
I asked
3 kids.
I asked him straight up. I said, what happens if you're at work? Something happens to one of your kids.
Right.
She needs to get to an emergency room right away. Does she order an Uber XL so there's enough room for the 4 of them?
And a stretcher.
So now it's basically up to him to leave work, run errands that need to be done because she can't drive, which blows my mind because she's home all day. And this would take so much off his plate. So I asked him something, you know, I said, if something traumatic happened to her, you know, when I asked, did she get in an accident? Did something happen when she was younger? And he was like, no, she's just doesn't want to drive. not scared or nervous. Just driving has just been something she's never wanted to do.
It's very weird. This person says he's plenty ready for it, or the legal age wouldn't be 16 to get your driver's permit. You need to get the ball rolling with that and to push, or else he will push it off forever. Go driving with him and let him practice, even if it's just around a parking lot, and stop driving him anywhere so he can feel the real push of independence. That's true. I mean, like, listen, the reason people, like, whatever the reason people don't want to get their licenses, that's on them. But at the same time, if that's what they want to do and how they want to operate, they're going to need to feel the consequences of people not catering to them and enabling them to feel that way. Because
I just couldn't imagine not having that freedom to get up and go and having to depend on someone else to have to drive you everywhere. I couldn't do it. Also, here's a little tip. If you are looking to take your kid to help them practice driving, I recommend the cemetery because that's where I learned how to drive. Nice and slow, nice and easy. You take a couple of the curbs, left-hand, right-hand turns. It's the perfect place to learn how to drive is the cemetery. Nobody's there.
Mine was the church parking lot.
Jackie says, I didn't get my license until I was 23, and even then, I barely drove until I was 25. I wouldn't pressure, but definitely go through a professional school because my confidence with driving was shattered by my dad being so negative and not being able to be calm. I absolutely hate my father.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Okay. Jesus. Okay, Jackie.
This really took a weird turn.
Thanks for messaging in.
My brother was kind of like this, like didn't really want to get his license at first. And my mom was like, no, you're getting your license. And now he is an Uber Eats driver, so.
Yeah, your brother drives everywhere. He's a phenomenal driver. I saw him pull out of the movie theater parking lot, make a sharp left-hand turn. Phenomenal.
Just crushed it.
He absolutely crushes it. Let me get to one more here by a listener by the name of Joe. I would definitely recommend pushing your kids, regardless if they're scared or uncomfortable, because I was that teenager. My parents pushed me, enrolled me in driver's ed, helped schedule my test, and I'm really grateful. Once I started doing it, it wasn't as scary as I thought. But obviously, I don't know your kid. I just know it worked for me.
Yes.
So if you do have a kid that's scared to drive, put a helmet on them and push them to do it anyways.
Period. And that's on period.
Because having the significant other that refuses to drive and having three kids at home, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Because God forbid there is an emergency. I don't know what you would do in that situation.
I don't either.
Hold on, Billy. Uber's 14 minutes away.
Hang tight.
Okay.
98 PXY. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.